Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, this is Phil Richards and welcome to Livewire. And today I'm chatting with Tony Mantor, who spent a lifetime in the music business as a producer, manager, artist and record company owner. Tony's love for music is insatiable. And since its formation more than 15 years ago, Plateau Music has continued to produce and release an eclectic mix of music ranging from country, R&B, pop and rock. And we're chatting today about his own release of a new single, Why Not Me, to bring autism awareness acceptance around the globe. Tony, welcome. And you're speaking to us from Nashville.
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, USA.
Yeah, great. You got all the things that you really aspire to down there, haven't you?
Well, you know, Nashville is a music city, USA, and everybody used to think of Nashville as just country, but it's so much more now. We've got people moving in from all areas of the country and different parts of the world, and it's become a melting pot of music and music styles. I mean, still country is very predominant, but we've got so much more than just country here. It's quite nice, actually.
Right, Tony, let's chat about your new single now then. So the new release is to bring autism awareness acceptance around the globe and also to bring hope for people not to give up fulfilling their dreams. It's a great sentiment.
Well, a couple of years ago, I recorded Why Not Me, and it was kind of a country-ish version. And I got people to ask me to put it at radio and do different things. So I decided if I was going to take and do something, I wanted to help somebody along the way, bring more attention to what they're doing. So that country-ish version was in support of our first responders. And then once that finished up, I kind of thought that would be it. I wasn't really looking at releasing any more records or doing anything other than producing my own personal CD for friends, family, anybody that wanted to buy it, grandkids, kids, you know, all that. And a lady called me and asked me if I'd consider doing something for them, like I did for the first responders. And my first question was, well, who is them? And it turned out that she's a speech therapist for autistic children. And so we talked, and then she brought me in and introduced me to other people that worked with people that are autistic. And I just felt that it would be a good thing to do. So I re-recorded Why Not Me in a more adult contemporary pop version. So that way that wouldn't have anybody confused as to, you know, which song is what and why we're doing it. So I finished that and then I did that same thing that I did for the first responders. When I did a video for them, I did a video for autistic people here in Nashville to bring more awareness there. And as it turns out, we're going to wind up doing a video series with different cities around the country. And then we're going to expand to different cities around the world to help promote the awareness, acceptance of it, and even further, the understanding of it.
And Tony, have you had some good feedback from the organizations that work with autism?
I've had several people call me, and I'm talking with different charities in different parts of the country. I'm doing it so that I'm not locked in with any one particular one yet. I'm just trying to take and help as many as I possibly can.
So it's certainly a great message of hope that you're bringing them with this song.
Yeah. I mean, if people go to YouTube and put my name in and they look at Why Not Me Nashville, they're going to see a video that shows the full spectrum of autism. Because there are so many different spectrums and that people don't realize it's just not a one-size-fits-all scenario. So I've got people in there that you can look, you know, by the video and the picture clips that we've got, that they're having a rough time and they need some help. And then in the same video, we've got people that are making, you know, transitions into the workforce, and they're learning how to bake or how to do different things. And then I've got another layer of people that are fully functional, has already made the transition into the workforce. One guy's 24 years old. He's playing guitar on my video. So I tried to show everything about it, not just the best part or the worst part. I want people to realize that just because you may be diagnosed with autism doesn't mean that that's the end of the world, that you can still get out there and have hope that you might be able to do some things and transition into the workforce and just have a good life.
Now, Tony, your name is very synonymous with Nashville, the home of country music. You're the guiding light behind Plateau Music, the Nashville-based recording studio and label formed in 2005. Can you tell us all about that?
Well, in 1993, Plateau Music in Nashville was just a production development company where I worked with singers and songwriters and recorded them. And then in 2005... I had a singer that we needed to take to radio and develop and start creating a bigger name. And so in 2005, I turned Plateau Music into a independent record label. We work with radio stations around the world. We promote to radio stations around the world. And we really try and build something that gives the singer an opportunity for future success.
And you also worked before Plateau Music with other artists, didn't you?
Yeah. Prior to moving to Nashville, I had my own stage show that I did. I worked with Ronnie McDowell in Nashville early on in his career, and then when Plateau Music became a record label, I've had the opportunity to work with great up and coming singers. I've worked with Myla Mason. I've worked with Jackie Wilson's son Bobby. I've worked with Glenn Campbell's daughter Debbie. And currently, we've got a release out here in the U.S. with Donnie Most of Happy Days. So yeah, I've been very fortunate.
Yeah, some great names there. Okay, so let's talk about your social media then.
Anybody can find me at my website, which is tonymantra.com. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, all under Tony Mantor. So, yeah, I'm pretty easy to find. Sure. Well, when I was 8 years old, we had an old beat-up piano in our house, and I would always go over and start playing on it. And my mother saw that I had an interest in it, so she decided to have the piano rebuilt and refurnished and teach me how to play piano. So I went to a piano teacher and wound up working with her for several years. And then I wound up going to Berklee College of Music for a short time. And I just had a really true love for music, all styles of music, not just any one particular kind. And I just had that dream that maybe I might be able to turn it into something that I could do for my entire life. So I got into a band, did different things like that, and then after a while, it just kept progressing. And I had a chance to go to Nashville. I went down there a few times, and things just kind of fell together where it looked like it wasn't what a lot of my friends called it, a pipe dream. You know, everybody said, "Oh, you're dreaming on this, you know, what chances do you have?" And I would always say, "Well, I don't have any chance if I don't try, you know." So, and then they would ask me, "Well, what happens if you go down there and it doesn't work out?" And my response was, "Well, if it doesn't work out, then at least I know I tried. I can still enjoy music and I find out what I want to do for life and do it." But luckily, I was very fortunate. And I learned, I kept in the trenches working, and ultimately after several years, my music career started to develop a little bit, and then over a period of time, it's turned into, I'm very happy with the way it's turned out and some of the things I've done, and it worked out not as I planned it, but it worked out good.
That's the way it always goes, I think. I could say the same about my career as well.
Well, you know, I saw something out there one time, and it says, "My life didn't turn out the way I planned it, but I'm good with that." You know, and that's pretty much the the statement I live with. It didn't turn out exactly the way I had thought about it when I was like, you know, just getting out of high school. I had these dreams of what I thought I could do and where I'd be and all that. Didn't turn out like that at all, but it still turned out quite well.
Tony, thanks ever so much. Really great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us on the program today. And so we come to your new single, Why Not Me? What are your hopes for this?
I'm hoping that everybody gets the meaning behind it, which is positivity. Never give up on your dreams. It only doesn't matter when you do it. It only matters that you do. You know, I think the biggest thing that we need in this world right now is just hope. You know, that we can have a better world, a better life, and we can have that as long as we get out there and work for it and just don't give up on our dreams.
Tony, it's been great chatting with you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There's a mountain wide and high. It reaches halfway to the sky. In my heart, I know that I'm supposed to climb. Well, the fears down in my soul tell me I might lose control. No matter what they say, I'm climbing anyway. Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. Yeah, I might fail or I might fall. It's just a mountain after all. So why not me? There's an ocean deep and blue. It stretches out in front of you. On the other side is everything you've dreamed of. So say a prayer and set sail. Stay the course, you will prevail. When the doubts start whispering, just lift your voice and sing. Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. The storms may rage, the sea might roar. It's just an ocean, nothing more. So why not me? Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. Yeah, I might fail or I might fall. It's just a mountain after all. Just an ocean, nothing. Why not me? Yeah, why not me? Yeah, why not me?
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.